Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 and 15, and Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46.
The time will come. With our hindsight, it really is taking a cheap shot to make fun of the disciples, but humor me, because we might see ourselves. In our first passage, John the Baptist's disciples ask Jesus why his disciples don't fast. Jesus replies, "How can the guest of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast." I can almost picture Jesus' disciples elbowing each other and grinning. "We get to party. We sure picked the right rabbi to follow." And not really hearing the last part of Jesus' comment. But Jesus said, "The time will come," and in our second passage, "The time has indeed come." Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. They famously fall asleep. This summer, a short passage near the end of a 600-page book brought me to a full stop when I read it. Based on the author's own World War II experiences, the book's main character offers this. "He rattled my brain when he said there are times in life when you can only hang on and pretend that you are a man. All of a sudden, I wondered if that's the way Jesus felt through all the crucifixion business." From When All the World Was Young, by Farrell Sams, 1991. When applied to Jesus, who is fully human and fully God, "pretend that you are a man" takes on an intriguing double meaning. Jesus knew what he was facing, and he must have gotten through one of the most horrific experiences we can imagine by, as a human, drawing on strength and courage well beyond what he thought he possessed. But Jesus is also fully God. If Jesus hadn't been willing to set aside his divine nature with great humility, there is no way his physical, earthly body would have submitted to death itself. Jesus pretended he was a man, for us, for you and me. And he prayed, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus is still praying, interceding for us at the right hand of God, Romans 8:34. And me? I'm contemplating how I need to wake up and join the God-man who pretended that he was a man in interceding for those around me. The time has come. Please join me in prayer. God of grace and God of glory, we want the easy Christian life, the joy and the peace. Then we watch the news. Your whole creation is groaning. Our world is so broken. Guide us in how you are calling us to wake up to a deeper life of prayer. We confess it's not even really something we want to do, but we do want to follow Jesus, who has done so very much for us. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.